Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hold to sweet the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And we welcome you to our broadcast for Friday, January the 23rd. What a great joy it is to be with you today. I praise the Lord for being back on radio. I want to remind you that some of these stations carry our 30-minute radio broadcast on Saturday and Sunday, and we're studying the life of David on those broadcasts. We're into those early to mid messages, maybe messages 31, 32, somewhere in there, of the life of David, of the 76 that we preached on there. And I hope to pick that back up later in the year here, even on the dailies, but we're going to be led of the Lord on that. We're going to see what God wants. I don't want to do anything God don't want done, and I want to do everything that God wants done. You say, well, preacher, do you pray about where you need to preach? I sure do. I don't just grab my Bible and preach something. I want God to be in the middle of it. I want Him to be glorified and honored in everything that we do. And anything you do, if you don't do it God's way, it will not be done. It won't be done right. Amen. And you got to do it exactly the way God wants it done. I hope that you're making plans to be at church somewhere on Sunday, be in a good Bible preaching church that preaches the Word of God. If you don't have a church home in your area, if you'll write me, tell me where you live. We'll try to recommend you a church as close as we can to where you are. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, on this Friday, I pray you'll take the broadcast and use it for your glory. Do that is needed in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know if I can even do this. Not it came to my mind, but I'm going to try it. A is for atonement. B is for the blood. C is for Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord. D is for destruction descending on the world. E is for eternity that we're looking for. Now F is for our faith in God, and G stands for His grace. H is for the times I've been in His hiding place. I is for the great I am, and J, Jehovah God. K is for the King of Kings, and L is for our Lord. M is for His mighty hand, and N will never die. O is for the open door I have in Jesus Christ. P is for His wonderful power, and Q, He's quickened me. R is for redemption, and S, security. Now T is for the trouble that we've been led me through. Amen. Well, U is for the unity we have together that takes care of you. Now V is for the victory that my Lord does give. And W's for waiting on Him while my life I live. Now there is no X with our God, no mistakes does He make. And Y is He's God forever and from yesterday. And Z, it stands for my zeal that I have down here while I live by faith in God and do His blessed will. Well, I didn't get tangled up but twice. That's all right. Let's go to the message. Amen. I was going down my sick list this morning on my prayer list. And I thought about some of them people, what a shape they're in, and I'm still able to do something for God. And there's some of them people never be able to do what I'm doing. Oh my, they're sick, they're sick. But listen, I want to tell you something, friend. I want to be thankful. I want to thank God for my health. It ain't what maybe it ought to be, but I want to thank God it ain't what it could be either. I don't have it as hard as some people do have it. Thank God that I don't. Amen. God's been good to Ricky Cawthorn, and I praise the Lord that He has. Amen. But I want to thank God. Then there's a third thing that I do. I just stop for a little bit and praise God. Now, before you start saying, my name is Jimmy, God, and I'll take all you can give me, you ought to stop and praise Him. You say, preacher, how do you praise Him? Well, He's wonderful, ain't He? He's high, ain't He? He's holy. He's beautiful. He's the Creator. Thank Him for making the moon, the stars, and the sun. And I tell you what, sometimes you get to praising God, boy, and it'll get real to you. We ought to praise Him. I believe the psalmist said he praised Him seven times a day. And then fourthly, you know what I do? I just tell Him I want to worship Him a while. And I have fell on my face and just said, God, I want to worship You. Amen. Those four things on the first part of my prayers, you don't have to do it. All right, now, here's a list of things that you might pray about, that God might help you. First of all, you might put your spouse, or your husband or your wife, and then that way you can write requests down about them, your children and your family. All right, I've got my wife's family, my family on there. I've got a place for my wife on my. I'm just giving you suggestions how you can get a list. Number two, your nation. I've got a list of our nation. I pray for president, vice president, the Senate, the Congress. I pray for my state, House of Representatives, and all that, and the state in which I live in. And I pray for the state agencies. I pray for the president's cabinet. I pray for the military, all six branches of that. I got all that wrote down. And I pray that I do my nation. You might do your nation. Then you do your church. Now, I don't have everybody in my church listed on my prayer list, but I have my church. I have our pastor, our assistant pastor. I have the deacons. And then I put down the missionaries. I pray for the missionaries. And then I pray for the needs of the congregation. And then our church ministries. And then I pray for our services, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Sunday school, the attendance, the offering. You might write that down. Just pray about that. And the way I pray for it, I just say, Lord, bless the Sunday school, the Sunday morning, the Sunday night, Wednesday. I don't spend a long time praying. I just call it out and go on. And then on your list, you might have your ministry, whatever your ministry is. I mean, if you're a pastor, you may have your church. Or if you're in my case, I have GBI. I pray for our stations. I pray God to put His hand, protective hand about them. And then the sick. I pray for the sick. I got a large sick list. But now you got to be careful about that sick list. You can add too many people to that thing and get overwhelmed with it. It is not, you listen, you're only human. You can't pray for everybody. Okay? I believe God has certain people to pray for certain people. I'm honest with you. And so I try to keep my sick list. If I feel the Lord wants them on there, I put them on there. And then I take them off when I feel like the Lord wants them off. Now, the lost. Have a list for the lost. Well, I pray for the lost. I'm talking about making a prayer list, and I just call their names. Lord, save Bob, Jim, Jack, Jill, Susan, whoever they are. I just call their names out. Then I have a page for special requests, special things I'm praying about. And then I want to say this. Let God build your prayer list. Let God build the list of your prayer list. Let God do the building of it. Amen. Let God do the building. Amen. Let God build it. All right. Then I want to go over here, and I want to talk just for a minute about another thing. The psalmist prayer schedule. Psalm 55:17 says, evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that. And I don't think the psalmist was commanding you to do that there. I think he was just saying, this is the way I pray. Now, Daniel followed the same prayer request. Daniel 6:10 said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, the Bible said he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Now, Daniel kept with the psalmist's prayer schedule. And by the way, you don't have to pray long, just evening, morning, noon. There is something about that, all right? Let me just give you, and I want to get over here and give you a few other things before we come to the end of this message, all right? The prayer schedule brings discipline. All right, now the morning prayer, let's just talk about the morning prayer. The morning prayer gets your day started out right. Now, here's the verse that I was going to tell you about a while ago. In Psalm 5, verse number 3, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Now he said, I'm going to direct my prayer to you. What that word direct means is arrange or set in order or lay in order. He said, I'm going to send them prayers up to you in the morning. I believe that's a good time to pray. Now, the evening is the cool of the day, and the morning and evening, and so you get with God in the evening time. Now, noon is where business is conducted. And you remember in the book of Acts, and I don't have time to read this, but in the book of Acts, chapter number 10, with Cornelius, you remember Peter was praying at noontime. He was keeping that schedule. And God answered him at noon, and he went with those men and opened the door to the Gentiles, and they got saved by the grace of God. Amen. Now, I'm skipping a lot of this here, but I want to go over. And I want to finish up here with another thought, and if we can get where we need to be here, and you help me pray that I can get where I need to be. I've got a lot of scriptures here and things that I'm looking at. All right, let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to skip on over here, and I want to look at Job for just a minute. I want to look at Job chapter number 1 and verse number 5. Now, I want to close with Job interceding for his family. And I think I'm going to end this series on prayer here. And I'm going to close with this thought. In verse number 5, the Bible said, "And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This did Job continually." Now, this is Job offering a burnt offering. And now in our day, we don't offer burnt offerings, but we would pray. Job was interceding. Now, remember, his sons would have a feast and on their day. One commentary writer said it was on their birthday. I don't know about that. Don't know how he knew that. But anyway, it was they'd call the three daughters to come and feast with them. Remember, one day they were feasting and the tornado came and blew the house down, and then they got killed in that day of tragedy. But Job did something for his children in interceding for them. And I believe we could do it in prayer. You know, first of all, the priority. The priority, verse number 5, "and rose up early in the morning." Now listen, anything you do, there ought to be a priority. I'm going to ask you a question. Is there a priority in prayer for you to intercede for people? Is there a priority in prayer for your church or for your family? Rise up early in the morning, amen, and pray for people early in the morning, amen. Rise up. There's a priority to prayer. I believe that. Then secondly, there was a price. In verse number 5, "and offered burnt offerings." It costed Job something to do this. Every time he offered for one of these sons, it costed him. By the way, he said offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. Now, he didn't leave any of them out. By the way, prayer is going to cost you some time, friend. It's going to cost you some time with your family, going to cost you some time with your friends, but it's worth it in the long run. And then I close with this one. Amen. The last one is the practice. In verse number 5, it said, "This did Job continually." Why, Job just kept on praying for his family, kept on praying for his sons, kept on offering those burnt offerings. And you say, well, the Bible don't say he prayed. Well, he offered the burnt offerings, and no doubt probably Job did pray. But he offered burnt. Now we don't offer burnt offerings today, but we can pray. I want to ask you a question. This is why I say keep a prayer list. Continual prayer. Continual prayer. Continual prayer. Don't give up. Now I'm gonna close with a challenge to you. I challenge you to get your prayer list. And you keep at it for 30 days straight. If God hasn't answered anything or moved in anything in 30 days, you throw it in the trash can and say, "Catherine, don't know what he's talking about." But I promise you. Now wait a minute. Not all your requests will be answered in 30 days. But there will be something on that prayer list that God will move within 30 days on that prayer list. I remember we had an issue facing the ministry. And it was getting ready to be a legal issue. And boy, I put it on the prayer list. And I think it was 10 days. 10 days, God solved that thing in 10 days. Let me tell you something. God will move. This prayer list stuff is real. I don't know, down through my years of preaching, why more preachers have not talked about the prayer list. I don't know why. And maybe it's because a lot of preachers don't want to pray about it. I feel like sometimes when you preach on prayer in the church, I feel like people just ball up in a knot. People don't want to hear it because they don't want to pray. But I'll tell you something. The only way, and I've heard it for years, but I never started doing it. I heard for years, you need to pray, you need to pray, you need to pray. I heard these preachers, old-time preachers say that. You need to pray, you need to pray, you need to pray. And I didn't do it. I just prayed a little here and a little there and a little here and a little there. But I'll tell you something. When you get involved in prayer, it'll change your life. It'll change your home. It'll change your ministry. It'll change your health. Did you know my heart rate's lower when I pray? Sure will. It'll change you physical. I mean, prayer will change you inside out. Now, I feel led to stop right here. There's many other things I can say about prayer, but I'm going to stop with this series of messages. I may preach more on prayer later, but I hope these messages have helped you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the privilege of letting a human being. Well, friend, we come to the end of the radio broadcast for this Friday, January 23rd. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join us again on Monday when we present to you another broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. If you'd like to write us, we'd love to hear from you this week. If you want a copy of the message, it's R485-3. Thanks for listening. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into
line to the hungry.